another way of saying that you feel completely with this universe. You feel profoundly rooted in it and connected with it. You feel, in other words, that the whole energy which expresses itself in the galaxies is intimate. It is not something to which you are a stranger, that in your seeing, your hearing, your talking, your thinking, your moving, you express that which it is which moves the sun and other stars.
Start with, I don't know what to say. Welcome to, I don't know what episode number this is. I don't even think I have episode numbers. It should just be like an installation with how infrequent I record and post. Welcome to another edition of, what's this podcast name again? It's been that long. Welcome to another edition of Boz in Full. That's what I called it. Welcome to another welcome to another episode of Boz in Full. I'm your host, Boz, although I don't go by that anymore. My name is Boswaldo. That's what I go by, but whatever. I'm just rambling. Welcome to I'm gonna leave all this shit. Welcome to another edition of Boz in Full with your wonderful host, Boswaldo. It's been a really long time. I haven't recorded. I haven't thought of recording. Well, no, I haven't recorded, but it's not because I haven't thought of recording. It's mainly because I ain't had shit to really say. Like, we're in a pandemic, and I didn't feel like there was enough going on for me to record. Like, it's not that I didn't have content. I didn't feel like I had content that mattered. So, it'd be pointless to come on here and just blabber, say the same bullshit. I don't know. I've been busy being a wonderful father. I'm really good at being a dad, so I just haven't recorded, been hanging out with my son, and I'll talk about that more, but I'm back. It took me like 20 minutes just to remember my recording equipment password and what plugins I use and what this and what that, but it looks like it's recording. I'm back. I don't know when I'll have time again, and I know I've made this promise at least 6-7 times, but I'll try to record more, because while I haven't been recording, I have gotten a few messages, whether it's texts, DMs, calls saying, hey, what the hell happened to the podcast? You're not recording anymore. What's going on? And I feel like I've been honest with the people who inquire, just, hey man, I'm like really enjoying this whole being a dad thing, spending time with my son and all that, I haven't expended the right amount of energy that it would take to produce, record, edit a podcast. It's like, just haven't. But I'm here now, and I want to have a great episode, so I will start with the News in Haiti segment. This is where, if I remembered, I would have a little news sound. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because this feels so silly. Before I get to the Haiti news section, I'll go on about that. Like, podcasting's kind of weird. Part of it feels like riding a bike, where you never really forget how to do it. Like, the first few pedals are weird, but I'm sure that I'll settle into a groove and things will go smoothly. But it's also like a muscle. Like, you don't work it out a lot, there's going to be a lot of cobwebs. And I feel like I'm pushing through those right now. So, anyway, like I start every podcast, I will start with, hey, that guy used to follow me on Twitter, my old Twitter. I'll talk about that. Anyway, I'll start off with news about Haiti. Some news about Haiti is that the president, Jovenel Moïse, said he has increased taxes on imports and founded a bank for farmers in Haiti so that the country no longer relies on others to feed its citizens. That's some news. That is cool. You can read about it, do your own research on it. My take on that is it's a long time coming. Like, Haiti, where do I start about my poor country? I think these are my personal views, and I'm no genius. Well, I am a genius. This is a good thing. Now, I'm not well versed into Haitian politics. I'm not super versed into what's going on in Haiti, to be quite honest. But oh my God, I don't know the words I want to use anymore. My brain's not working. Sorry. Spending into agriculture and increasing the agricultural output of the country does seem to me like a great first step. It's probably, if I was like a dictator in Haiti, something I would do would be to first spend a lot into agriculture, make Haiti an agricultural prowess. I mean, we used to export a third of the world's sugar. Now we export, I almost said some fuck shit. I don't know what we export. I'll say that. That's the politically correct thing. Now, we might not export nothing. Who fucking knows? But, so, I know a lot of people hate that president, dude. I don't hate him. I'm indifferent because I just stopped paying attention. But I think that this is a good step, and I hope the great come from it. The next part I'll get into is, and this is just in case this podcast becomes a regularly occurring thing. I want to have a little wellness session in here, like a wellness segment, because something I've been doing is a lot of like wellness shit, like health and wellness and this and that. And I've lost, since about April, I've lost about like 60 pounds, which is great. Proud of me. Clothes fit better. The women smile at me a little harder. Wife is happy. Kid is happy. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Something that has worked, not necessarily in like losing weight, it just, it makes my mornings feel better, is tea. And a tea that I like a lot is lemon, ginger, and turmeric. That is it. Like, I drink it. It take like 5 minutes, because once you have a kid, 5 minutes is an eternity. 5 minutes to yourself is gold. So I'll have it, a little lemon, a little ginger, a little turmeric, hot water, of course, duh. And just sip on that. Like, it calms my stomach. It serves as a cleanser. It almost sent me into topside to see God, because I was adding way too much turmeric, and I would get these violent stomach aches, like, felt like my stomach was cramping upon itself. So make sure you measure it out, find out what works for you, and that's my health and wellness tip for today. So, I haven't recorded in a long time, as I keep saying over and over, and the people who listen to this, I feel like they know a little about me. Now, I, through the past 15, 16, however many episodes, I never get out of my personal life. And part of it is just like, I'm afraid to share myself. Like, I want to give all my mile to this podcast and have it be great, right? But I'm afraid to share personal details, because they just feel like I've been through a lot in life. And no matter how high I get, the lows still hang with me. It's like, I remember the lows. Like, I could live in a mansion now, and I'll still remember, like, all right, man, it used to be me and like five people in a 2-bedroom, 10 roof in Haiti. Like, that's still who I am. So I still haven't felt like I've accomplished enough to distance myself from what I consider the lows. Now, those lows, I enjoy them, and I feel like they've molded me into this great person that I am today. But I never shared myself, because I didn't want somebody to like use those things against me. And I figured, all right, you haven't recorded in a long time. What's something you can do? And I'm like, I can give a life update. But if I give a life update, I gotta be honest. So it was like, I thought about that like the whole month, 2 months I haven't recorded. Just when I've just been running through my mind, like, you haven't been. It's not that I've lied. It's that you haven't divulged enough about yourself on your own platform or podcast. So Yeah, I figured, all right, might as well give a life update. So everything's still the same. Like, I feel like most people who listen to this know me, still married, graduated school, finished that. That's great. Got degree, work at school. But I've just, so in about May, my nephew came to live with us, and that's been my life. My life has been one of, like, I had a kid and I was a dad, and now I'm responsible for another kid. So I'm like a dad of two anyway. Not that his parents aren't around, but he's staying with me, and that's been it. And it's like my days are just so busy. I never, like, and this is somebody who I managed to do an internship, volunteer, work full time, and go to school full time. But now with like a child and a small child and a newborn and a wife, it just, I've never felt so busy, and every moment matters in my life now. And I just, the times that I would have to do frivolous things like record or do this or do that, I don't have it. Hell, I FIFA used to be my life. Like, I would play video games for hours at a time, and now it's like if I have time, maybe I'll get two games in and that'll be it. But that's been life lately. It's just being a dad, and being a dad is, oh man. I guess I'll tell a story. So when I found out I was gonna be a dad, the day after like my birthday, right, which was really cool. But when my wife told me, it was, my first reaction was not, it was fear. There was fear, I can be honest, but like it was fear of, okay, am I gonna be a good father? Because I don't have a relationship with my father. Like, I've lived with him, but tenuous would be putting it mildly. Our relationship was about, like, at one point I was taken away by Child Protective Services. We had to do the whole visit in courtroom stuff, yada yada. Like, I was in foster care for like 8 months, this and that. So all that happened, right? And all those traumas, like, I don't remember a moment in my life from 5 years old to now I'm 27 where I felt any positive emotions about my dad. It was either fear, hate, disgust, nothing positive. And I haven't spoken to him since 2016, 2015, maybe 2017, if I'm sure. I think there was one time he called me, and but anyway, that's, so it's like that was, and that doesn't mean I haven't had positive male figures in my life. I have, right? But without having that fatherhood relationship, my worry was first, all right, I'm currently a student. How do I make sure that my kid has everything I want? Even though I knew that by the time he came, I would be close to graduation or I'd graduate, yada yada. But I was like, all right, how do I make sure that financially I can give this kid every single thing he could ever desire? That was one. But on a deeper level, it was how do I know I'm gonna be a great dad? Like, I'm great with kids. Everybody who leaves their kids around me, the kids love me, like, this is great, but it's like, this kid's gonna be my own. How do I not fuck him up how my dad fucked me up? Like, how do I do all the emotional shit? Like, that was a huge fear. And I remember, like, me and my wife, we did couples counseling, and she talked about it, like, hey, like, when I told you, and we're together, we're married, but you weren't. It wasn't excitement. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, we're having a kid, but it wasn't genuine because those emotions of fear of what am I gonna do? They were what popped up. Not like, oh, am I gonna run away or not have the kid? It was just, how do I make sure I'm fit to be a father? How do I make sure I'm a great father? And to be honest with you, like, I feel like I'm fucking killing it. Oh man, like, my son is genuinely my best friend, and we hang out every day, and it's just I enjoy those moments. There, a fear I had was like, all right, will fatherhood take away from everything in my life? Like, will I just become the cliche, get up, work, provide for your kid? No, it hasn't been that. It's been like emotions of, man, I never knew I could love and adore someone this much. Sometimes it's nighttime and I'm just laying there cheesing about my kid, right? And that's been life, and that's the update, and that's why I haven't recorded. It hasn't, like, yeah, I say it's not time, but while that plays a part, another thing has just been, I've really been enjoying this dad journey, and every day is new, and everything's great. But yeah, enough gushing about my kid. Something else that happened is I've loss would be put, I've killed something in me, and we're transitioning here, right? I'm just laying it out. I had what some people describe as like a big heart. Like, if somebody needed something, I would be there for them. And I've learned to limit that. And that's made me so happy, right? Like, it's taken time. And it's taken time away from the podcast. But I learned that there are really a few people in this world who are genuine. There are a few people who have integrity. There's a few people who have a backbone. And I've taken it upon myself to kind of within me. Like, if somebody asks for a favor, I just tell them no now. And I don't know how that ties into anything I was saying, but it's on my list. It's part of my life update. I've limited a lot of, like, so-called quote-unquote friends' access to me. And some of them I've just deaded in general. Like, you could be burning and I wouldn't piss on you type of shit. But it's just because while on this little sabbatical and while thinking about, okay, what do you talk about in podcasts? Who are you? I just, a lot of introspection, and it's just, I've grown, you know, and I'm happy about the growth. And I don't know why I added this on my list, but it's there. And it's losing friends, you know. Something a lot of people talk about is, as an adult, it's very hard to make friends. So I feel like when we reach a certain age, we let people who we deem our friends get away with a lot of bullshit that we don't vibe with, we don't like, we don't enjoy, and we shouldn't let them get away with. And sometimes, because of kind of like how hard it is to make friends as an adult, we hold on to these friendships and they start to feel kind of like these shackles, you know, like, hey, this person disrespected me, but oh, they're a friend, so we're gonna work through it. And I've just said no. I've rebelled. I've revolted against that. Like, some of my friends, or some of people who were deemed my friends, just, they didn't sit well with my spirit. I didn't like them. I don't enjoy what they stand for. I don't like how they did certain things. So I've grown from that. And maybe somebody listening to this doesn't care, but maybe there's somebody who's listening to this who does have people who you deem them your friends, but they wouldn't jump over a puddle to save your life. So dead them. I did it. You can do it. Like, that is just it. And final update is, so I'm 27 and I'm just jumping from topic to topic. I'm sorry. I haven't recorded in a long time, so I just want to get it all out. I have an alarm that's going to go off soon, and I don't know. I just might want to go back to hang out with my kid. Something else I thought about while thinking, like, oh, how am I going to be more open on my podcast going forward, blah, blah, blah. Because the goal is to both be open but not give away too much of my personal life. But I have to be personable because I don't want anybody to listen. Like, I know when I listen to podcasts, I want to feel like the person I'm listening to or the person who's talking to me is somewhat of a friend, somewhat of a this, somewhat of that. But if I don't know anything about that person, then I won't listen. So I want to give enough of me away that you guys feel like, oh, Buzz, ugh, I hate calling myself that. B is our friend, but I don't want to, like, put out my laundry on Front Street, right? But something I was thinking about is, like, weird ages, you know? So I don't think I recorded since my birthday, but I recently turned 27 in August. Oh, I did a natal chart too. Shit taught me a whole bunch about myself. I don't think those astrology hoes are entirely dumb. I think everybody should do a natal chart. It's refreshing. It's cool to see. But anyway, and I realized how weird 27 is, right? Like, and especially me, I've accomplished a lot. not being, and this is all with all humility, but I've accomplished a lot at 27, and it's just, I don't have the pressure, the fear that most people are like, oh my God, I'm almost 30. And I also don't have that like, oh, I'm in my 20s, I can do whatever. So it's like this weird age where things are going good. I know people would be like, hey, you know, once you hit your late 20s, life hits you hard and you're not done growing, which I've done my best to brace for it. But with all the weirdness of 27, it just, there's nothing to look forward to, but there's no regret at that age. You know, like when you're under 18, it's like, oh, I can't wait to turn 18. And then it's like, oh, I can't wait to turn 21. I never pictured my life past 16, to be honest. Like, whenever I was young, it was like, all right, 16, that's it. That's where it's going to go. That's where it's going to stop. So every year after that has just been one at a time. And now at 27, it's just like, okay, what do I look forward to? And am I doing anything wrong? And I think part of that's just maturity with age. I don't know. If anybody who's older or younger has a different experience than that, feel free to at me at Buswaldo, B-A-X as in xylophone, U-A-L-D-O. And I'd really love to hear from people about what age do you feel like, all right, or how do you feel about your age? It's something really interesting to me as I'm aging, just different stages in life, because as much as I never pictured past 16, right, when I was beneath that, now at 27, it's like, all right, how much time do I have? How do I make the best of that time? And how do I ensure that I'm here for a very long time? Because I think it's because, like, I had a kid and I want to see my kids. I want to see who my kid grows up to be and all that. So now it's like picturing long term, whereas when I was young, it was just hothead, let just go about it. But yeah, I'd love to hear how people feel about their ages. And for you Haitians, I'd love to hear about both your real age and the fake age you use to get papers to come here, if you did that. All right, that's been 22 minutes completely about me. I'm sure people don't give a fuck anymore. You guys listen to the podcast for a reason, so let me give you some shit. The election happened. Congrats to those who are in favor of Biden. My feelings on the election, I'm happy too. It was my first time voting. I became a citizen a little after Trump became inaugurated. I actually became a citizen, whatever. So I voted in like local election, but this was my first time voting in a federal election, and it felt didn't feel anything. It was just like, all right, go down, vote this. Do you want the orange guy and 4 more years of his bullshit? No, all right, opposition. And my feelings on the, I'm happy, not necessarily because Biden won. I'm happy that Trump is out. I'm also happy because of the effect that Biden winning has on those close to me. I remember in 2016 when Trump won, I got a call from my girlfriend, who is now my wife, at like 1 in the morning, or it was maybe 11, I don't know. I went to sleep early that day, and she was drunk off of wine and crying, and her roommate, they were crying, they were generally sad. And I remember the next day, like, I worked at like a financial institution at the time, wealth management or some shit. Like, some people in the office, you could see them trying to like hide their joy, but there were people who were just so devastated. I remember there was like a Latina girl I worked with, and I caught her, I didn't catch her, I was looking for her, but I was walking out of the bathroom, and she thought she was alone, and she was just crying in the lunchroom, saddened by it. And then a few people who we interact with who have a ton of money. So the people who we were interacting that day came in celebrating, and she had to maintain her customer service face while a guy was like, yeah, Trump's going to build that wall and get rid of the Mexicans out after, because I don't want to stop recording. But I was like, bro, can't you tell that, like, the person who you're congratulating for helping you is the same person who you seem to be super happy about her getting kicked out of this country? So while I'm not one of those people who thinks that a president is gonna come down and make my life infinitely better, I am happy that of the somewhat calming, somewhat joyous effect that Biden winning has on those around me. Something I always think about when, well, there's been, what, three presidents since I've had, like, knowledge or whatever. Something I consider is, like, how does this presidency affect Haiti, right? Because I've become more, not narrow-minded, but my focus has become much more narrow when considering certain things. And I figure, all right, I'm in the U.S., and as long as Fiends is smoking, I'm gonna be straight. But I got a ton of family in Haiti, so my thoughts are, how will Biden being president affect Haiti? And I did some brief research, and I tried to figure out, like, what his policies are, what is this, what is that, and I don't have a clear view yet, so I'm not gonna get on here and say, like, oh, it's gonna help Haiti this way, or it's gonna hurt Haiti this way. My interests are going to be how his international policy, I mean, his Vice President Kamala, she has a Haitian woman as her chief of staff, so maybe that does something, I don't know. But I'd love to see how policies that he implements or things that he implements, how they affect people back home. Because here, I got opportunity to be great. I got opportunity to go from a dollar in the morning to 100 million at night, right? But in Haiti, that hope doesn't exist. So I want to see how some of the shit that Joseph Biden does, how it affects Haiti. And then it might not affect Haiti at all. You never fucking know with these things. It might be a small effect, might be a big effect, might be implementing imperialism in Haiti furthermore. I don't know. But that's what I'm going to keep an eye on. I mean, yeah, there are things here, like if he cancels student loan debt, like he promised, or if you heavily invest into black neighborhood or black economy, or black people, if he heavily invests in that, if he works towards improving the police system, yeah, I'll look out for those things. But I don't have high expectation for him fixing things there or here. So I want to see the ripple effects of if he implements X, Y, Z in the U.S., what happens into Haiti. That's going to be kind of like my main focus on this presidency. And I realized something about myself during these elections too. I'm not somebody who enjoys speaking politics, whether it be somebody who has the same views as me or somebody with different views, I don't enjoy speaking about politics. Not because of how divisive they can be. Like, I could give a fuck less if somebody never speaks to me again because you have different views. But it's all stupid to me. It's so dumb. Like, it's dumb when people defend things that, I don't want to say it doesn't affect them, because politics do affect you. It's dumb when people, like, staunchly defend one side of something or one side of an argument. And this is not me to saying, like, hey, you need to play devil's advocate. You need to do this. You need to do that, right? But if I walk up to somebody and I'm like, yo, Trump's a dickhead, and they start telling me, like, a whole bunch of great things about Trump, it's just, I don't care for it. My mind is occupied by so much more now that the worthless opinions of someone aren't gonna do much. And that's not to say I'm not open or receptive to new information, but with politics, it's never really new information. It's kind of like I stand my ground, you stand your ground, and we just spew bullshit at each other. There are some times where I'll slip up and I will get into an argument with somebody about some political shit, right? But it's never to change your mind, because something I realize is in 9 out of 10 debates or arguments, you're never going to change the other person's mind. At best, you can, like, pull them closer to seeing your viewpoint. But it's like, at this point in American politics, if you don't see, like, my viewpoint as a black man who is this big and looks scary, is what I fucking get told all the time, then I'm not going to expend energy trying to show it to you. I don't care. I'll defend myself. I will find a way to be great in spite of all the circumstances that are here, but I'm not gonna fucking do that to you. And that's it on fucking politics. Here's to 4 years of Biden hopefully defunding the police, improving increasing immigration, not deporting all Haitians, extending TPS, canceling student loan, making it easier for people to get houses, jobs, all that good shit. Like, my advice to anyone listening is, man, keep working towards your goal. Try to find some happiness. Try to get a few dollars and handle what you can handle. That is it. Segueing from politics into another type of politics, I was chatting with a friend. What the fuck does it say, Santorini? We going to Santorini? Oh, sorry. Oh, we are going. Okay. Anyway, sorry about that. I was chatting with a friend the other day, and we were talking. He's like, "Yeah, man. Like, we're in the middle of cuffing season," and right when he said cuffing season, my mind went somewhere, and I'm like, why does cuffing season exist? And two, wouldn't this be the absolute worst year to try to just cuff something for the holidays? There's no season where you should get a girl and then let go of it, because as much as y'all be like, ooh, summer, I party, it doesn't happen. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because I don't go out much, but I feel like the partying that happens where you can just go out in the summer, especially at my age, mind you, at our age, I should say, because him and I are similar age, the partying that happens where you can just go out, go to a party, it feels like college age, undergrad college age shit. Like, now at our age, our going out is you go to a bar, you go to a mixer, you pick up a chick, you go home. But you're not going to day parties at our age and not wanting to have a girlfriend to do this. It's like, no, during the day party, you're at work. So why is there this cuffing season crap? But then you add in this little wrinkle of, we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. So all the cute things you can do for quote unquote cuffing season are closed. You can't go see the lights. And I'm speaking from the perspective of my state, which is completely mostly shut down. You can't go see the lights. Thanksgiving with strangers is putting yourself at risk. So you're basically getting a girl to get her gifts and hang out over the phone. And I don't get the purpose of that. Now, I understand that I'm operating and my view lens is from somebody who's married. But getting a girlfriend right now, unless it really brings you happiness, like if you're really searching for the one, a person that you spend this holiday season with and you date, then have at it. But if you're just playing the cuffing season game where it's like, I'm going to find a girl and hold her down, or I'm going to find a guy and hold that person down during the holidays so that I don't deal with loneliness, I think it's pathetic. And I think you're just looking for a person to mask your seasonal depression. But if you want to do it, get them great gifts. I don't care. I don't give a shit. That's my relationship advice. I don't think I gave any advice there. And to wrap up, sports report. Listen, man, sports are happening in the U.S. I've stopped caring about COVID in sports. I just hope that my Ducks are the last team standing. I hope the Blazers do some great shit in the draft, or else I'm going to be smoking Newports pretty freaking soon, because that team is killing me. Real Madrid with these injuries and whatever the fuck is going on, I'm tired. And I learned one thing. I cannot tweet while my sporting team is playing, because I'm tired of being suspended from Twitter for saying stuff. I remember one time I got suspended for cursing out the Real Madrid goalie. Another time I got suspended for watching the Clippers. I'm not even a Clipper fan. But sporting events, me and Twitter, we don't mesh. So I'm going to try to stay off that. New music. So I'm going to close out the podcast here. I think it's been about 40 minutes of just me rambling and shit. Not much of importance, but feels like a good comeback episode. Listen, Wizkid has an album called Made in Lagos. If I could, I would just play in its entirety. The whole album is good. It's album of the year. It's, for me, it's that album and Burden of Proof by Benny the Butcher that have just been out of this world spectacular. But Wizkid's album has no skips. Absolutely none. I haven't picked which song I'm going to close out with yet, so I can't be like, oh, listen to and enjoy this by Wizkid. But just listen to the whole album on whatever. It's great for during the day. You can play it while you're hanging out with a significant other. You can do whatever with the album. It's that great. Listen to it, enjoy it. I'll add a closeout song at the end here. But with that being said, it's been another episode of Boz in Full. Thank you for listening. I recently got suspended on Twitter, and I made a new Instagram because I got tired of seeing half-naked women, so I wanted to beat the algorithm, and it's working out great. Like, I haven't seen a half-naked fake booty workout chick on Instagram the whole time. My Twitter, I got suspended, I don't know for what, but I made a new one. So blast this amongst your group. I know with podcasts it's really hard to be like, hey, I'm gonna listen to this person and my voice for like 40 minutes or whatever. And with me, it just feels like when I'm listening to a podcast, I don't like that my head's getting filled with air like a hot air balloon and I'm gonna explode. But share it with a friend, and hopefully a friend likes it. At worst, they can listen to my boring ass voice to sleep. But yeah, it's been another episode of Boz in Full. Thank you, and see you guys next time I manage to find time to record.
My body be jealous. Come make a show you my banana. No, they do like bolo. Make a touch of bunny. Make a rub, make a love, make a rub, make a touch of bunny. Make a rubber bunny. Till I go lotion, I'm a rubber bunny. Like fine wine, say you sweet when you wine that. Me, I know if you leave when you wine that. As long as we go day, I'm on amigo pay. Yeah, we go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki, I go rewind. Say na me go be the DJ, I'm on feel nice. Yo. Say my party know they stop to the daylight. Before you run, go the shot, you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, go, say we live nice. Yeah.
If you want make a ginger, give me tea, kokoro. My culture, be your love. Anywhere I go, just come up with my bum, love. So they do like bala.
If you want make a ginger, give me tea, kokoro. My body, be your love. Come make a show you my banana. No, they do like bala.
Oh, yeah, check them up.
I be making money, living reckless.
I lay in my damn.
He want it gone, lolo, you get me on my white jello. If them dry, oh, if them dry, dog, then go sun. They go down. We go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki, I go rewind. Say na me go be the DJ, I'm on feel nice. Yo. Say my party know they stop to the daylight. Before you run, go the shot, you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, go, say we live nice. Yeah.
If you want me to ginger, give me tea, kokoro. My culture, be your love. Anywhere I go, just come up with my bum, my love. So they do like.